Hi everyone, and thank you for attending this talk. My name is Pierre Marty. I am a software engineer and product manager at Finagora. Since September 2021, I'm working with the legal team to develop a new open source license compliance software. For this talk, I'm going to present you our trials, tribulations, and achievements. Back to the origins of Project Lean Compliance, many customers ask us about licensing for their projects. As we are always ready to help, we seek out on what's bothering them. Surprisingly, the answer that we get is that even after using tools like Fossa or Black Duck, it remains unclear if there is a license problem. And after asking what are the difficulties, they say to us that the report they obtain only focuses on potential risks and not on what's really wrong. So, as the engineers that we are, we went to our drawing board and discussed about the creation of a new kind of solution for them. We finally decided that we will provide a new tool that will point out only actual non-compliances, but also produce a report that anybody can understand, and provide a CI/CD integration for developers, and why not, offering solution to them. With that in mind, we started prototyping. But here, our product owner didn't miss the opportunity to make things hairy for us. And so, because we are working on legal stuff, our system should always flag any problems and request for human validation if necessary, but never miss an issue. Okay, now we know our whole mission, so let's get started. Okay, that might be obvious, but to begin the analysis, we need a project, and to be more specific, its sources. So, for our test, we crawled over GitHub and grabbed compressed version of some repo, and we defined that as our input. This input will be ingested by the scope definition modules, and here starts the process. Firstly, the system will check for package managers or version control system. Then, it creates a tree view of the codebase, that is to say, all the things that are available locally and things that need to be downloaded. After that, the result is processed by a downloader component that will retrieve the remote code. If we get that code locally, it's because we do not trust the package managers and prefer to extract the licenses ourselves later on. By the way, those tasks are already done by some existing tool, and we chose to rely on OSS Review Toolkit. As you can imagine, not all developers structure their project in the same way, and our customers did not fail to mention this to us. So, we went back to the drawing board and thought about the following question, that is, how to handle more input options. Thus, we added a new component to our to-do list, and the purpose of this one is to rearrange the code so that it can be correctly analyzed. We now have all the material we need, but to check for licensing discrepancies, we'll need more info, so let's proceed with the data extraction step. This module features two extractors, one for the licenses and the other one for copyright. The main objective here is to collect information from either the license files and also from the headers in the code. Here again, some tools performing this task already exist. Hence, to save us time on development, we chose to rely on licensee and scancode. And we're using two of them because running them concurrently maximizes our chance of getting the most accurate results. At this point, our product owner brings to our attention that not all the license and copyright information are always written according to the same format. And do you remember? Never miss a potential legal issue. So, to bypass that problem, we are working on a machine learning component that will be added to the same pipeline as the other tools. And actually, he was right. On a simple code base, licensee detects three kinds of license, and we got the same kind of result from scancode. But it's not that clear whether the project is under Apache or GPL. However, one thing that is crystal clear here is that the MIT license can be skipped, and how homemade components confirms it. So now, the big question is, which of Apache or GPL is to be kept for the next? As we can see, our component detected less signature of the GPL license than the Apache one, and we now have a clear answer. When it comes to copyrights, the situation is kinda the same. Scan code found out some information, but omitted part of one, and even worse, one were completely skipped. Thankfully, our component bring back those information to us, and we can now continue on. So now, the tree map composed of the local and external code also have the information about licensing and copyrights. And this can be now sent to the resolution module for the final step. Here, we have two components again, a compatibility checker and a non-compliance solver. The first one checks for any discrepancies in the licensing arrangement. As an example, let's say that you have a component A under LGPL 2.0 license. And this one bundles two other components, B under MIT and C under GPL 3. If you are familiar with licensing, you might be triggered by this implementation, but if you are not, the stem will inform you that bundling C in A is forbidden, whereas placing B inside A is allowed. You can note here that this verification is done recursively, from the leaves to the roots. Here, the leaves are the sub-dependency and the deepest level, and the root is the input project. And we do so because if there is any irregularity in one branch at any time, then the whole upper part of the tree is also rotten and suffer of license incompatibility. However, having an incompatibility do not necessarily lead to a non-compliance, and that verification is done by the second component. So, take back our components A and C. If they do have the same copyright and came from the same project or origin, then the situation is certainly allowed by the original publisher, and thus no need to be reported. For this component, we are using Prolog. That language uses a set of rules to verify if a specific situation is valid or not. And we've included this module as a knowledge-based system. The benefit of this is the ability to update the rules as we process more and more items. Moreover, with this, we can prevent a wonderful forest of ifs, which we are agreed to say, it's unreadable and burdensome to maintain. Okay, now we have a complete view of the project, and we know what the flaws are. So, it's time for presenting the final result to the user. So, our report is composed of three sections. The issue type and its severity, the problematic items, and the description of the issue as well as suggestions for solving it. Now, let's see in detail what we got here. On the first line, a problem coming from remote code. Here we can note that our dependency PLO has libimageQuant as direct dependency. And regarding to the PIL license, that's a problem. A way to resolve this issue is the replacement of one of the items. Now, the second line. Here we have two of our integrated modules that are clashing to each other. And what we can do here is either replace one of them or let the user install one by itself before using our solution. Now, the last line. Here we have incompatible licenses, but Space Sender and Double Harken have the same copyright, so we need to validate that the origin of both items is the same. And if it's the case, we're good, else we have to replace one of our items. After presenting some demonstration of the prototype to our customers, they ask us for more features, like export control management, Docker analysis, or binary checking. In addition of that, we had a lot of things to do. As you have perhaps noticed during the presentation, we are not yet done with some of our components. So, we shall continue to work on input handling, machine learning, a database to keep track on what we already covered, a refresh of our web interface, and the addition of a usage form so the user can adjust the report depending on its needs. So, if you want to join, do not hesitate of contacting us, and by the way, you can have a look to the support by yourself, it is available on slide.com, and our prototypes will be on GitHub very soon, if it's not the case yet. For the time being, thank you for your attention, and see you in a minute for the Q&A. For the others, wish you a good Sunday. Bye.